Today's Amud is Yevamos Vavamabez. We're holding on Vavamabez, 11 lines from the top, Ella Salkadaitach. So the Gemara is still trying to find, where do we ever see an Asay that's Deicha Alaysa Asay Sheesh Bakaris? Why are we trying to find an Asay that's Deicha Alaysa Asay Sheesh Bakaris? Because the Gemara on Gimelamabez brought a Makar from Aleha that Yibam is not Deicha the Isra of Arayas. And the Gemara wanted to know, why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need Aleha to teach me that Yibam is not Deicha the Laisa Asay of Arayas? Anyways, it's not Deicha, because since when is an Asay Deicha Laisa Asay Sheesh Bakaris? Why would I think that the Asay of Yibam should be Deicha the Laisa Asay Sheesh Bakaris of Arayas? Why do I need the drush of Aleha to teach me that you're Pater? Anyways, ain't Asay Deicha Laisa Asay Sheesh Bakaris? So says the Gemara, Elis Al Kadaitach, the reason why I would have thought, without Aleha, I would have thought that Yibam, the Asay of Yibam is Daicha de Loisa Asay Sheesh Bakaris of Arayas, is because Teisi Me'avara, I would have learnt out from the Isra of Havara on Shabbos that an Asay is Daicha a Loisa Asay Sheesh Bakaris. Now the Loisa Asay of Havara by Shabbos, the Isra to make a fire on Shabbos, is a very interesting Loisa Asay. We know that the Torah says that on Shabbos, Loisa Asay Ko Malacha, a person is not allowed to do any malacha. Now the Torah doesn't tell us about Baina, doesn't tell us about Saiser, it doesn't tell us about the malachis. How do we know what malachis are asur on Shabbos? The answer is that we learn it from the smichos to the parish of the Mishkan. We learn it from the Mishkan. We learn from the Mishkan what's considered a malacha on Shabbos. The malachis that they did for the Mishkan, those are the malachis that are considered malachis on Shabbos. And that's how we know the lamitas malachis. So Havara is included. We know that they did Havara in the Mishkan. And Mamela Havara is also on Shabbos. Yet the Torah specifically specifies the Isra of Havara. The pasuk says, Leisivaru eish b'chol meshveisechem b'yayim haShabbos, that you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos. And the question is, and already the Tanaim grappled with this, is why does the Torah specify the Malacha of Havara? All the other Malachas, we left it vague. We learned it out from the Mishkan. Punct, all of a sudden, by Havara, the Torah specifies Havara. And the question is why does the Torah specify Havara? So it's a machlekes Tanaim, machlekes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Yossi says that Havara lelav yatasa. The reason why the Torah specifies Havara is because when it comes to all the other malachis on Shabbos, there's a iser, it's asur to do it, and there's even a chi of kares. The Torah therefore singles out Havara, and it says by Havara, there's just a lav. By Havara, loisivaru eish b'chol meshveisechem b'yayim haShabbos, nothing about kares. The Torah specifies Havara so that you should know that Havara isn't included. Question is why not, but that's ready for a different time. But Havara is not included in the regular Isra of Malacha on Shabbos. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yaisi. Havara lelav yatasa. That Havara was singled out to teach me that it only has a lav, it does not have with it a chiv of kares. That's Rabbi Yaisi's Shita. Rabbi Nasan says that no, Havara lechalik yatasa. That the reason why Havara was singled out, really any Malacha could have been singled out. The reason why a Malacha is being singled out, it happens to be Havara that's being singled out. The reason why Havara is singled out is because without Havara being singled out, I could have thought that a person who does Malacha on Shabbos, so it's all one shame. If he does, even if he does 10 Malachis, he'll only be chayiv one carbon, he'll only be chayiv one time. The reason why the Torah singles out a Malacha is that you should know all 39 Malachis are a separate Isser, and if a person does more than one Malacha, so he's chayiv on each one, l'chalik yatasa. The reason why Havara was singled out is to teach me to differentiate between all the different malachis. So that's the Isra of Havara. Now says the Gemara like this, that if not for Aleha, I would have thought to learn out from Havara that Anasei is Deicha Laisa Sei Sheesh Bakaris. What does that mean? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. The Tanya Rabbi Yishmael taught, they taught in the Yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, that the Pasuk says, Laisivaru Eish B'chol Meshveisecha. We know that the Pasuk says that on Shabbos you're not allowed to make a fire. Now Matam Aleimer, why does the Torah have to specify that? Now the Gemara right now assumes that what they meant when they asked this question of Matam Aleimer is they were asking the question that we started off this shir with, that why does the Torah single out Havara? All Malacha is Asur on Shabbos. All Malacha we learn that from the Mishkan. Why does the Torah single out Havara? And on that, the Gemara is bothered that why is Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel addressing this Shailo? Matam Aleimar, what do you mean, why does the Torah say it? This is already in old news. Either Rabbi Yaisi Lilav, if it's, you go like Rabbi Yaisi, it's because it's teaching me that Avara only has a lab, it doesn't have Kares. And either Rab Nasan Lechalik, or if you go like Rab Nasan, so then it's coming to tell me that your Chayiv is a separate carbon for each Malacha, the Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. Havara Lilav Yatsas Adivi Rabbi Yaisi. This is the machlekes, Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Nasan. Why does the Torah single out Avara? Is it to teach me that there's just a lav, like Rabbi Yaisi? Or is it to teach me lechalik, that there's chaya for each malacha, like Rabbi Nasan? So, Va'amar Rava, Rava explained that no, when you want to know what they were asking in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they weren't asking why does the Torah single out Avara. We know that's old news, that's the machlekes, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Nasan, we know that already. Rather, what Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel was asking, says Rava, Va'amar Rava, Tana Meishava is Kakashale. The Tana Meishava is Kakashale. Meishava is Matam Aleimar. He knows, we know why it says Le Sivaru. Either Lelav Yatasa or Lechalik Yatasa. But why does the Pasuk of Avara specify that you shouldn't make a fire? Bechol Meishvaisechem, wherever you live, even if you live in Chutz La'aretz, wherever you live, you shouldn't make a fire. Why does the Torah have to specify that this Isra applies no matter where you live? Now, the truth is that there are some mitzvahs that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, but those are only mitzvahs that's luyos ba'aretz. Those are only when there's mitzvahs that have to do with agriculture, things like that. But here, Michti says the Gemara that Shabbos chayves hagufi. Shabbos is something that's a chiyuv on the person. It's a person has to keep Shabbos. It has nothing to do with the land. V'chayves haguf neheges bein ba'aretz bein mechutz la'aretz. And al chayves haguf, things that aren't talu in the land, so they're always naig, whether you live in Eretz Yisrael, whether you live in Chutz La'aretz, things that are chayiv es haguf, they always apply. So why my shavais, the kas of rachmana, b'shabes, lamali? So why does the Torah have to say, le'sivaru esh, b'chol my shveisechem, wherever you live, no matter what, even if you live in Chutz La'aretz, you're still not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos. Obviously, why on Shabbos, I don't differentiate between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. So why does the Torah specify b'chol ma'ish v'isechem? So it says the Braisa like this. Mishum Rabbi Yishmol Amer Talmud Echad. So a Talmud said in the name of Rabbi Yishmol, he said like this. He said, Lefish and Amar, we have a pasuk that says about Misas Bezdin. A Bezdin has a chiyuv to put a person who's deserving of death, they have to put him to death. And the pasuk there says, V'chiyiyya b'ish chet mishbat maves v'humas. But when there's a person that's deserving of the death penalty, so Bezdin puts him to death. That's what the pasuk says. So Shemeya Ani, from this pasuk, I might have assumed that Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos. The Torah says a person who's deserving of death, you put him to death. So that means, whether it's during the week, or even if it's on Shabbos, where normally there's an Isser of Ritzicha, besides the Isser of Ritzicha, but there's an Isser of killing an animal. There's always an Isser of Netilas Neshama. But I might think the Torah says Bezdin should put a person to death. So that means even on Shabbos, they're supposed to put a person to death. So how am I going to understand the pasuk that says that the person is not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, and one who does malacha is deserving of death? I'll say that that's b'shar malachis, that that's talking about other malachis, meaning when it's not in the context of Misas Bezdin, chutz mi Misas Bezdin. That's what I would have thought. That's the way I could read the pasukim. I could do Shnai Mikra. I could see the pasuk of V'chiyi Yabish Chat Mishpah Maves V'humas. I could learn the pasuk of Michalehe Mois Yumas. And I can make peace of the two by saying that Bezdin puts a person to death even on Shabbos. And Michalehe Mois Yumas means that when it's not in the context of Misas Bezdin, so then you're not allowed to do Malacha. However, says the Braisa, Einai. Or maybe there's a different way we could learn Shnai Mikra. Maybe there's a different way we could learn the Psukim. Einai, Ella Afilu Misas Bezdin. Maybe when the Pasuk says, Mechalaleha Maisyumas, that you're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos, maybe that means even if it's Misas Bezdin, that you're not allowed to give Misas Bezdin on Shabbos. And we'll see later in the Gemara why we're gonna assume like this. What's the Pshat in the Einai? What was wrong with assuming the first way we learned? But says the Braisa, that maybe you'll say that Mechalaleha Maisyumas, you're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos, that means even Misas Bezdin, that even Bezdin's not allowed to put a person to death on Shabbos. Umani mekayim v'humas. Ah, but the pasuk says that Bezdin is supposed to put a person who's deserving of the death penalty, they're supposed to put him to death. I'll say that that's talking about b'chol v'loy b'shabbos. That's only talking about during the week, but not on Shabbos. That's a different way I could read the pasuk. Says the Braisa, Yainai, or maybe not. And again, we'll have to see in the Gemara what's the Pshat in the Ayinai. But says the Gemara, or no, or maybe not. El Afilu B'Shabbos. Maybe V'humas, the Bezdin, puts a person to death. Maybe that means even on Shabbos. And Mechal Aleha Mais Yumas means other Malacha, outside of the context of Misas Bezdin. But Misas Bezdin is even on Shabbos. So again, the Gemara is going to have to explain what exactly is going behind the scenes, what's going on behind the scenes in the back and forth of the Braisa. But that's what the Braisa says. The point is that the Braisa is Mesupik, how to read the Psukim. How are we going to make peace out of the two psukim, and the Braisa brings that lemaisa, the way we know the halacha is because tamalaymar leisavaru eish b'chol meishvay seichem, is because of these words by the Isra of Havara. It says these extra words b'chol meishvay seichem. Now we have somewhere else where we also have these words b'chol meishvay seichem ula halanu aymer. Also in the context of Misas Bezdin, the pasuk says v'hayu eilu lachem luchukas mishpat l'daraseichem b'chol meishvay seichem. Those exact same words b'chol meishvay seichem. So we have these words b'chol meishvay seichem by the iser of havara on Shabbos, of making a fire on Shabbos, and we have these exact same words also when it comes to Misas Bezdin. So the Gemara says the price that we can make a drasha. Then ma meishava yisamurim lahalam bebezdin, just like the words b'chol meishvay seichem that it says in this second pasuk that we just quoted. V'hayu eila lachem luchukas mishpat l'dari seichem b'chol meishvay seichem. That b'chol meishvay seichem was talking about the context of Misas Bezdin. It was talking about Misas Bezdin. So af meishava yisamurim kan bebezdin. So too, when the Torah says you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos, it means even in the context of Misas Bezdin. V'amar Achmana, and the Torah is saying, loy sevaru, that you're not allowed to make a fire. Meaning, let's say a person's deserving of sreifa, so you have to make a fire. You're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos to put a person to death. The Isser of loy sevaru is even when it's in the context of Misas Bezdin. So the Bryson, at the end of the day, learns from a pasuk and learns from this Gzeirah Shava, b'chom ha'shvei seichem, that the Isser of putting a person, that the Isser of Mechaleh Mass is even in the context of Misas Bezdin. You're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Ah, the Torah says v'humas. V'humas is talking about when it's not Shabbos. And the way we know that is because when the Torah gave us the Isser of Leisivaru Eish B'chom Meishvei Seichem, it says these words B'chom Meishvei Seichem. So we learn from there that you're not allowed to make a fire even if it's to kill a person, even if it's for Misas Bezdin. Now it says the Gemara like this. Now, what's the Isser of Havar on Shabbos? Is that an Isser that has Kares? Or is that an Isser that's just a lav? So my lav, Rabbi Nassan he. So the Gemara says that L'chayra, we could assume that the Braisa is going like Rabbi Nassan, the Amar L'chalik Yatzisa, who says that Havara is an Isser of Kares. Ah, so why does the Torah single it out? To tell me that L'chalik Yatzisa, that every Malacha on Shabbos is its own individual Isser, you're chayiv more than one time if you do multiple Malachis. That's L'chalik Yatzisa. But Havara is an Isser of Kares. And yet what do you see? You see that we learn out from a pasuk that you're not allowed to do Havara on Shabbos even in the context of Misas Bezdin. Even though you're being Mekayim and Asay of Misas Bezdin, you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos to accomplish the Misa. You're not allowed to make a fire. So Taima because of Rachman Leisivaru. So you see from here, it's only because I have a special drasha of Leisivaru and I have the Gzeirah Shava b'chom Shveseichem. That's how I know that you're not allowed to be Mekayim Daseh. That's how I know that Daseh of Misas Bezdin doesn't override Shabbos. Halav hachi dachi. But if not for the drasha, so then I would have said that the Asay of Misas Bezdin is Doicha, the Isser of Havara on Shabbos. And if we're going like Reb Nassan, so Havara on Shabbos is a Lais Asay Sheyesh Bakaris. So I see from here a precedent that an Asay, the Asay of Misas Bezdin, could be Doicha, the Lais Asay Sheyesh Bakaris of Havara on Shabbos. And this could be our Makar when it comes to Yibum, that without Aleha, I would have said that the Asay of Yibum could be Doicha, the Lais Asay Sheyesh Bakaris of Arayas. To which the Gemara says, "Lo, Rabbi Yosi." No, Who says that the Braisa is going like Reb Nosson? Maybe the Braisa is going like Reb Yaisi. Maybe the Braisa is going like Reb Yaisi, who says that Havara lelav yatsisa, that Havara is the Malacha that doesn't have Karis. Malacha only is only a laugh, and being that it's only a laugh, that's why I had a Havamina, that Misa's Bezdin should override the Isra of Havara on Shabbos. Because it's a Laisa say that doesn't have Karis. But we don't find anywhere that an Asay could be Deicha Laisa say Sheesh Bakari, to which the Gemara says it's not true. Even like Rabbi Yaisi. V'tihavi nami Rabbi Yaisi. Even if we assume that the Tan of the Brais is Rabbi Yaisi, I still see in this pasuk an asay that there's a havamina that an asay should be doich alayis asay sheyesh bakaris. Because Amr d'amar Rabbi Yaisi havara l'lav yatsasa. When is it that Rabbi Yaisi said that havara, making a fire, is just a lav and it doesn't have kares? That's havara gredasa. That's when you're just doing simple havara. You're in your house and you're doing havara. So that Rabbi Yaisi says is just a lav, it doesn't have kares. However, havara de bezdin, when they did Havara in Bezdin, so when it comes to Misa's Bezdin, Havara in the context of Misa's Bezdin, why were they making a fire? Because they were doing the Misa of Srefa. So that involves cooking up some lead. You make lead very hot, you make a fire, you cook up the lead, and you pour it down the person's throat. So, Bishul Psilahu. Havara de Bezdin, Bishul Psilahu. When they did Havara in the context of Misa's Bezdin, that involved the Malacha of Bishul. It involved cooking the lead. Now, that even Rabbi Yaisi agrees is a Malacha that has Kares. Va'am Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes said that Mali Bishul Psila, Mali Bishul Samanin. In the Mishkan, they cooked up the spices, but we could learn from there that Huadin Bishul Psila, cooking up the lead, that's also an Isser Malacha on Shabbos. That has Karis. So even if we assume that the Tan of the Brais is Rabbi Yaisi, that Havara is only a lav, but Havara in the context of Misa's Bezdin, there was also Bishul involved. And still it's only because I have a drasha that we don't do Srefa on Shabbos, that's why we don't do it. But without the drasha, I would have said that Bezdin's allowed to perform Srefa on Shabbos, even though it involves Bishul. I would have said that the assay of Misa's Bezdin, of Vuhumas, that overrides the Lais assay Sheyesh Bakaris of Malacha on Shabbos. And even if you're going to tell me that Avara doesn't have Kares, but Bishul does, and I would have, and you see that there was a Havamina, that an assay, that the assay of Vuhumas should be done. So this is our precedent that we could find that Asay of Yibam, I could have thought that the Asay of Yibam should be Daicha the Lais Asay Sheesh Bakaris of Arayas. However, the Gemara says, no, you're making assumption, it's true. It's true, you see from this Braisa, that without the Drasha, so I would have said that Misa's Bezdin overrides Shabbos. Now, why is that the case? Why does Misa's Bezdin override Shabbos? The Braisa never says it's because of Asay Deicha Lais Asay. You're making an assumption that the reason why I would have said that the Asay of Misa's Bezdin is Deicha the Lais Asay of Malacha on Shabbos without the Drasha, the reason why I would have said that is because of the principle of Asay Deicha Lais Asay. And if so, you're bringing a riot from here that an Asay could be Deicha Lais Asay Sheesh Bakares. However, says the Gemara that no, Amrav Shimi Barashi, that no, there was a different reason why the Tana understood that the Asay of Misa's Bezdin should override Shabbos. Not because of Asay Deicha Lais Asay, says Rav Shimi Barashi, Haitano, Lay Mishom the Asi Asay Vidachi Lay Sasay. He wasn't coming me din Asay Deicha Lay Sasay. El Mishom the Maisi Mikavil Chaymer. It's because the Tano, as we'll explain soon, the Tana had a Kavil Chaymer. The Tana had a Kavil Chaymer that Misa's Bezdin should override Shabbos. It was a Kavil Chaymer, not because of Asay Deicha Lay Sasay. The Tana had a Kavil Chaymer that it should be Deicha, that even though it's illogical, because normally an Asay is not Deicha Lay over here, the Tana had a Kavu Chaymer that it should be Deicha, and Kamash Mal on the Pasuk, then no, it's not Deicha. But nothing to do with Asay Deicha Lais Asay. Not because we had a Havamina, and that you see from here a Klal that normally an Asay is Deicha Lais Asay Sheesh Bakaris. No, nothing doing. Over here, it was because we had a Kavu Chaymer. That's why we thought that the Asay of Misa's Bezdin should override Shabbos. V'hachi Ka'amar. And now the Braisa is going to go and explain, the Gemara now is going to go and explain the entire Braisa, all the different ayinos that the Braisa kept switching its mind. So the Gemara now is going to explain the whole Braisa like this. V'achi kamer, this is what the Braisa was saying. The Braisa was saying like this, that if the Torah is saying v'humas, and that means that Bezdin is supposed to put a person to death, even on Shabbos, so what am I going to do with mechaleha ma'isyumas, that the Torah says you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos? I'll say it's b'shar malacha, it's chutz mi'misas Bezdin. It's talking about other malacha, it's outside of the context of misas Bezdin. So that's when you're not allowed to do malacha, but misas Bezdin, v'humas. So then, of a misas Bezdin, dach yeshabbos, mikav v'chaymer. But misas Bezdin, so meaning v'humas, that's even on Shabbos. That's what the Braisa originally wanted to learn. That Misas Bezdin is even on Shabbos. That was the Hanacha of the Braisa before the Ayenai. The Braisa had a Hanacha that Misas Bezdin would be even on Shabbos. And when the Torah says, Mechaleha Mesiumas, that means that you're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos outside of the context of Misas Bezdin. Now, why did I think that Misas Bezdin should override Shabbos? Because I had a Kavu Chaymer. What's the Kavu Chaymer? So says the Gemara like this. Uma Avaida Shihi Chamura V'doicha Shabbos. We find that Avaida in the Beis HaMikdash is very chamer. Avaida in the Beis HaMikdash is so chamer, it's even Doicha Shabbos. Where do we find that Avaida in the Beis HaMikdash was Doicha Shabbos? Every single Shabbos. They brought the Karban Tamid. Boiker Ve'erev, Boiker Ben Arbaim, they brought the Karban Tamid, they brought the Karban Musaf, they did Shechita on the Karbanais. So you see that Avaida is very Chamer, and that Avaida is able to even be Deicha, the Isser of Malacha on Shabbos. That's one thing. Now we know that Ritzicha Deicha Isa, that even though Avaida is so Chamer, Avaida in the Beis HaMikdash is so Chamer, it's even Deicha Shabbos, yet Ritzicha Deicha Isa. Ritzicha Misas Bezden V'humas, that's Deicha, the mitzvah of Avaida in the Beis HaMikdash. Which means the case would be, if you have a kohen that's convicted of a crime that he's chayev misa, and he's about to perform the avoida, so unless he's mamish on top of the mizbeach with the carbon Rashi brings, unless he's mamish on top, so the bezdin will go and they'll snatch him out of the azara, they'll snatch him out of the beis hamikdash, and they'll put him to death. The chiv of misa's bezdin, that overrides avoida, even though this kohen was about to do the avoida. The chiyuv of misas bezdin overrides avoda. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, me'im mizbechitik achanu lamos, that you take him even from the mizbeach, not me'al gabi mizbeach, not if he's mamish on the mizbeach, but if he's just by the mizbeach, so then we'll take him and give him and put him to death. So avoda is very chamer, it's doicha Shabbos. Yet misas bezdin is even able to be doicha avoda. So Shabbos and nidchem ibnei avoda, if we find that Shabbos gets pushed to the side for the sake of avoda, so einoy din shetei ritzicha doicha isa. So then surely misas bezdin should be doicha Shabbos if misas bezdin is doicha avoda and avoda is doicha Shabbos. So on the top of the totem pole is misas bezdin. So misas bezdin then should be Doicha Shabbos. So that's why the Braisa originally wanted to understand that the Chiyuv of Vuhumas, the Mitzvah of Vuhumas, of Misas Bezdin, is even on Shabbos. And when the Pasuk says, Mechaleha Moisyumas, that you're not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos, that's talking about outside the context of Misas Bezdin. Umayoy Einoy. Umayoy Einoy Dika Amar. And then what was the Chazara in the Braisa? The Braisa then said that maybe it's not like that. Maybe really, Mechaleha Moisyumas means you're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos even if it's Misas Bezdin. And Vuhumas, when we have the mitzvah of Misas Bezdin, that's only during the week. So Mayoy Eino Dekamer, why, well, what's the Pshat in the Chazara? We have a good Kavu Chaymer, that Misas Bezdin should be Doicha Shabbos. So what's the Pshat in the Chazara? Like this, Hachi Kamer, this is what the Braisa meant to say. That Kfuras Meis Mitzvah Toichiyach, that even though it's true, it seems like you have a good Kavu Chaymer, that if Misas Bezdin is Deicha Avoida, so then surely Misas Bezdin should be Deicha Shabbos. Lamaisa will show you from Kfuras Meis Mitzvah, not like that. Because when a person finds a Meis Mitzvah, so the halacha is, Shadeicha Es Avoida. If a person finds a Meis Mitzvah, no one's there to bury him. So the halacha is the importance, the lechiv, to go ahead and bury that Meis Mitzvah, that even overrides Avoida. The Gemara Megillah, Gimel Amid Beis says, we learn it out from Ula Achaisai, We learn out from Ula Achaisai that even if a person is on the way to bring a Karban Pesach, and he finds a mace mitzvah, the halacha is he pushes to the side Karban Pesach, he's metam himself lamace, he becomes tamei mace, and he takes care of the mace mitzvah. So mace mitzvah is deicha avoida. So what are you going to say? So then surely it should be deicha Shabbos. Lamaisa, ve'ein deicha es Shabbos. We don't find that a person is supposed to take care of a mace mitzvah even on Shabbos. We don't find such a thing. So if so, just like for us mace mitzvah, it's able to be daicha avaida, yet it's not able to be daicha Shabbos. If so, then even though you found that misas bezdin is daicha avaida, lav dafka, could you prove from there that it's also daicha Shabbos? You don't have a good kavachaymer. And maybe really misas bezdin is only during the week. And mechaleha moisumas tells me that you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, even if it's misas bezdin. But then the Gemara then again went back to its original assumption and said, ayinai again. So what's the pshat in the next ayinai? So that's what the Gemara then explains. That hadar amar, that no, kvuras meis mitzvah tidcha Shabbos mikavuchaymer. That hagufa, it's true, you don't find that kvuras meis mitzvah is daicha Shabbos, but maybe we should gufa say this kavuchaymer that we just said, and we should say that kvuras meis mitzvah is daicha Shabbos. And we should say like this, that umah avayda shi daicha Shabbos. That if you find avayda is so chamer, that it's daicha Shabbos, you bring the carbon tamid, you bring the carbon musaf on Shabbos, yet kvuras meis mitzvah daicha isah, and even though avayda is so chamer, kvuras meis mitzvah is even higher than that. Kvuras meis mitzvah is daicha avayda. Mila achaysai, when we learned it out from ula achaysai. So Shabbos and idcha mibnei avayda in adin shetei kvuras meis mitzvah daicha isah. And that's what the Brice is saying. So then Hagufa, maybe everything is Daicha Shabbos. Maybe Misa's Bezdin is Daicha Shabbos. Maybe Kfuras Meis Mitzvah is Daicha Shabbos. And maybe that's what we should assume. And on that, the Brice then concludes that Tamu Leimar Leisivaru, that we have the Gzeira Shava of Vuchomash Veseichem, and it says Leisivaru, that even in the context of Misa's Bezdin, you're not allowed to do Avara, you're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos. That's the Pshat in the whole Brice. But the point is that the Brice was never in the context of a it was never discussing Aseidah Chalaisaseh. Even in the Havamina, that we thought that Misas Bezdin would override Shabbos was never because of Aseidah Chalaisaseh, it was because of a Kavachaymer. And if so, we don't find anywhere that there's even such a Havamina that an Aseh would be Daicha Alaisaseh Shiesh Bakares. And if so, we're still back to our original question, is that why do I need Aleha? Why would I think that the Aseh of Yibam would be daicha the leisa say sheish bakares of Arias.